Our top story this hour, Turkey deploys more tanks along the border with Syria amid rising tensions between the two countries. Ankara sent 250 tanks to the border after deploying missile batteries and warplanes to the region. Ankara accuses Damascus of firing mortar shells into Turkish territory and has frequently shelled targets inside Syria in what it calls retaliatory measures. Damascus has not confirmed that the shells were fired by government forces and says it's investigating the source of the shelling. Insurgents fighting the government in Damascus usually sneak into Syria through Turkey. They also have command bases and also training camps in Turkey. Well, this, as Syria says, Turkey is lying about weapons being found on the passenger plane it intercepted on Wednesday. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says the Turkish Prime Minister continues to lie in order to justify his government's hostile attitude towards Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan claims the Syrian passenger plane was carrying Russian-made defense equipment destined for Syria. Damascus vehemently denies the accusation. Ankara's move has also angered Russia. Moscow slammed Turkey for grounding the plane that was flying from Moscow to Damascus with dozens of passengers on board. Tahsin Al-Halabi is a writer and political commentator, joining us now live from Damascus with all the latest and his views on the tension now between Turkey and Syria. Mr. Al-Halabi, thanks for joining us. The question is, what was the motive, if there were any, by the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan when he came out, the Turkish Prime Minister rather, saying that the weapons that it found on that plane were Russian-made munitions, they were destined to Syria to help the government fight insurgents. How are you seeing those comments, and do you see them as some kind of attempt to create further tension and to even lead to some kind of military action?
First of all, this is the way of the deception that Prime Minister Erdogan started with from the beginning of the events in Syria. And now, I think he transmitted himself to another stage, which is very public policy, hostile to Syria and hostile to all the Arab countries and the Muslim countries around. Because all those procedures that he took against the Syrian passenger airline and all the accusations that he declared against Syria and Moscow, they will not give any interest for the Turkish people and would not give any interest even or any success to the deception policy that he started with from the beginning. He is trying now just to give messages to NATO, to USA, in order to adopt all his requests from NATO and America, financially and militarily and politically, in order to find a way for a role of Turkey in the new developments in the Middle East. Mr. Erdogan is looking to the region here in a very peculiar way, a way that contradicts the interest of the Turkish people. He knows very well that the majority of the Turkish people and most of the parties of the Turkish people are against his policy. So he would prefer to continue in such policy in order to postpone even the coming election after 2-3 years, because he is indicating by his policy that it is impossible for his party to regain the government in the next election.
Right, Mr. Halabi, the thing is, right now we're hearing that Ankara has sent... Yeah, Mr. Halabi, we're just hearing that Ankara sent 250 tanks to the border region, and that's after it deployed missile batteries and warplanes to the region. So what you're saying is that despite these actions that are being taken, that Turkey is not actually interested in waging a full-blown war with Syria.
I don't suppose he would be therefore to make any comprehensive war against Syria or any other neighbor country, but he would continue in such attrition clashes on the boundaries until he would try to make a certain corridor on the boundaries and to push certain refugees living now in the tents, in the camps near Antakya and other areas, to push them to the Syrian side of the boundary, and then with other military group against Syria to be all of them there. And then why he would ask for NATO? He requested from NATO the support in order to force certain no-fly zone on certain corridor of the Turkish-Syrian boundaries. This would not be on the spot. It will fail from the beginning, because Syria would be against all such kinds of conspiracies on its sovereign territories, first of all, and because Syria knew very well this scheme, and along with Moscow, along with other allies here in the area,
right,
it will topple all and defeat such a scheme that Erdogan is seeking to make within a few months.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tahsin Al-Halabi, writer and political commentator, joining us there live from Damascus.